Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to Favor Life with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in today and joining us on our process of there, and there being the faith walk that God takes us through, a place where we don't always know where we're going and how God is going to manifest everything that he says, but we trust and believe him and watch and prove himself and his word in our life as it's manifest, and we save many lives and many nations are blessed because of us. So I'm so glad and so thankful that you're here today on this journey of there, that God allows our everyday life to mold us and shape us and make us and bring us to the place where we see the victory of God in our lives, and we prove the word of God and watch that word become alive in us and it's the reality of where we live. So thank you so much for joining me today. We've been looking at ordinary people in the Bible, and we've been seeing them as ordinary people, not superhuman Christians who have certain powers that can do more than what we can do, but ordinary people that God has chosen, and that he takes their natural lives, he takes their obedience of faith and their trust in him, and he puts super on their natural. He causes them to be the people that he's commanded them to be from the foundations of the earth, and he walks them through their daily life, through their failures and their shortcomings and their fears, but also taking them to the place where they see victory after victory as they trust the Lord. So we thank God that he's chosen us and called us to this place called there. He did it out of his own loving kindness, and he did it not because we were in ourselves so good or so worthy, but because he so loved us and he decided that he had need of us. So that's the thing that I love about God. He takes people that never seem likely to other folks, and he takes them and he makes them into something beautiful in his time. So today we're going to be looking at another person in the Bible. We're going to be looking at one of the sons of Jacob, one that we've read about and we've seen in the Bible, and we understand that he suffered and he's a type of Christ, and we understand all of that. But what I want to address in this little time that we have is letting go of the place of pain and rejection, letting go of the place of hurt. And that's what I want to address, because if we don't let go of the place that has somehow made us, then we'll always go back to that place and we will always remember, and it will always be a place of hurt and torment to us instead of the place where we see the victory of God and the goodness of God. Joseph has been sold by his brothers, mistreated by his brothers, hated by his brothers, lied on. He's been taken into Pharaoh's prison. He has lost his birthright pertaining to his family in the sense of being sold into slavery. Once that happens, you lose all your birthrights, the name, the ideological aspects of it that comes with the reward and the inheritance. So by going into slavery, he has lost all of those things, so to speak, but God had a greater blessing and a greater plan for him, and he didn't lose anything. He gained more. He gained so much more. So we see that, and you have to understand that when we hold on to the place of our pain, of those who hurt us, then we do not give room or give place to the blessings and the release of God. Sometimes we're trying to make people feel what we felt when they did what they did to us, or when they said what they said about us, or when they dropped us or rejected us. We want them to feel what we feel and have felt. And letting them go and releasing them is greater. It's more powerful. And it is more righteous than holding them, because when you don't forgive, your sins are not forgiven. So we see here that Jacob's sons have gathered in the chapter in Genesis where Jacob has died, and the sons have gathered after the death
of their father. And what happens is the brothers fear that Joseph is going to now repay them for everything that they've done. And they send a message to him saying, before your father died, your father said to be good to your brothers for my name's sake. And you know, he basically, they said all these things. And he understood that this was not your will, this was God's will. And he had to release them. When he heard what they had done, he began to weep because his heart said, after all this time, you still don't know me. After all this time, you still don't understand who I am. After all this time, you still don't understand that I love you and I see your weaknesses. I see the places where you are, but my love for you does not look at where you're at. It looks at the need. It looks at the place where I want you to get. And I accept you where you are, but I'm hoping that what I show you is so powerful, that it's so much that it makes you want to be more and do more. So his brothers can't see that because they're still holding on to a place of unforgiveness. If they had let go of that place of unforgiveness and gone on to that place of acceptance, they would have never feared that their brother was going to retaliate against them, that their brothers were going to, his brother, that their brother was going to now treat them like they had treated him. They had not released the place in themselves that needed to be healed. They needed to forgive themselves of sins that they had committed against their father and their brother and each other. And they needed to understand that God was merciful, and that he preserved them not to be destroyed, but he preserved them so that they can go on and be the nation that he called them to. And if God had brought them through a famine and kept them all these years, why would he now allow his brother to now take things, matters into his own hands and now sow back unto them what they had sowed? They couldn't understand or grasp forgiveness and love. And when people cannot understand and grasp forgiveness and love, they'll always see you in a place through their eyes. They'll see you as what they see themselves or what they think, and that's how they'll treat you. But you cannot allow that to reshape you or make you go back into a place that God has told you to let go. You have to make sure that you are always continually moving forward to the place that God has promised, that you're always going to the place of righteousness, that you're always going to sow that which is right, righteous, so that you can receive the reward that comes with righteousness, that comes from God. When we don't do that, we tie up the hands of God to bless us. We tie up the goodness of God. We tie up the ability of God to even vindicate us, because we're still holding something and saying, I'm going to handle it myself, when we should let it go and say, God, you know what? Out of all the things that I've done, out of all the things that I should have received, your love covered the multitude of my sins, and you have taken me to a place that I'm walking in liberty and love and freedom, and I dare not go back and embrace this place, because embracing this place, saying that all that you did for me was nothing, and that I have to go back and get and grab the works of the flesh to now operate in a place that is not through the flesh, but in the spirit. So you, when you understand that, you're willing to let go of that place, that damaged place, that place of rejection, that place where you have not been loved or received or accepted the way you need to, because they couldn't see you. And it could be as it was with Joseph. That what was in their brother's heart, God used that. He didn't put it there, but he used that to push them to do what was already in his plan, that he would go to Pharaoh's house to save many lives. God had to preserve Israel, even though the enemy was trying to set up something to wipe them out and had been trying to wipe them out throughout the years. God was making sure that they were going to be preserved. And even years later, we see that when they are
in bondage. God preserves the life of Moses so that he can deliver him because his plan is greater than what happened, the event that happened. It's the same thing with David. David's brothers did not like him, didn't accept him, and his father rejected him. His natural father rejected him. But when it was time for Samuel to anoint the new king, and he showed David's father showed all the sons, he Samuel said, "Is this all of your children? So these are not the ones God has chosen." He said, "Oh yeah, David's out in the field." So he had to go through that. But what God did was he didn't allow his place of pain, his place of rejection, to determine where he was going, to alter his heart. He was a man after God's own heart because he chose to take the love and the grace and the forgiveness of God. David understood in his own self, out of all the stuff that he'd done in his own life, in his own walk, he needed the mercies of God. He understood that the man that is blessed, the man whose transgressions are forgiven, and those transgressions are not held to him. They're not held over his head anymore, but they're gone. The same thing with you and I. We cannot allow the place of our rejection, of our pain, those who don't see us, those who don't know us, those who don't accept us, those who don't love us. We cannot allow that place to determine our present and our future. We got to let it go. Be just like Joseph. He was willing to let go of everything that his brothers did, knowing that this is the plan of God. And if someone has hurt you, maybe God is moving them out of the way so that you or hear them more than you hear God. I pray that you are hearing this word and that you apply it to your life, and that you're holding on to places and areas in your life of unforgiveness, that you would go immediately and say, God, deal with me. Work on me. Purge me with hyssop. Purify my heart, my mind, and my motive, that this place is not alive in me anymore, that I'm able to go in and now receive every goodness of you, that I'm not tying up your hands or tying up your blessings because I'm walking in a place of unforgiveness or rejection or fear because of something someone else has done. I pray that you receive this and that you really, really look deep within yourself and that the Holy Spirit walk you through the place of forgiveness, truth, and total forgiveness. I'm Pastor Jack. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life today. Have a blessed, wonderful day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.